We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we're beginning from the new Mishnah, Ches Mabez. Zok the Mishnah, we're continuing the Ein Beins. We're going to have almost all of them, the rest of them today. There's one last one for tomorrow. Ein Bein Svarim Letfilin Umezuzas. There is no difference between a Sefer Torah, which Svarim Rashi means Tanakh, means the Torah, Nevi'im, Mitzvim, and Tfilin Umezuzas. Ella, what's the Daf Kamina? Sha Svarim Rechtav Mecholoshen. You can write Tanakh in any language. The Tefillin and Mezuzos in Echtav is Ella Ashurus. Tefillin and Mezuzos only can be written in Lashon HaKadosh. Here Ashurus means Lashon HaKadosh, like Rashi says. It means only can be written in Lashon HaKadosh. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm af besvarim le'etirish yichtav al-Yavonis. Rav Shimon says, you're right. Tanakh can be written in all languages, but only Yavonis. Not any other language besides the Greek. It cannot be written in any other language, only Greek and Lashon HaKadosh. According to Tanakhama, it can be written in any language. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, only Yavanis, and Tefillin Mezuzos only Lashon HaKadosh, like we'll see in the Gemara Drasha for that. Now, what are we referring to when we say you can't write Svarim Mechol Lashon? What's the Shaila? So it's Mavuyer in the Rishayim, a lot of different Nafkaminas. One would be about Matame Esidayim. We know only a Sefer Torah is Matame Esidayim. So let's say you write the complete Torah in English. Is it Matame Esidayim or not? So the Tanakhama will hold it as a Din Sefer Torah. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, only in Greek. Another Nafkamina would be ksivas, the mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah, or the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. Could you use it b'chol lashon? So that's already a big shaila if you would be able to do it in another language. Turi Evan talks about it. And it's a lot of different nafkaminas that could be in this Mishnah. You have to look at the Achrayim Rishayim, which nafkaminas they are. Like upon them, what our Mishnah does say is that Tanakh can be written in any language, but not Tefillin or Mezuzos. Zok the Gemara, that what are they equal about? Holotofram begidim, lotameis daim zevazel shavim. That the Megillah, Tanakh, and Tefillin and Mezuzos are the same when they're written kosher, they're metameis daim, and you have to be tied for them begidim. You have to sew them with sinews. Now, what does that mean, sewing them? So we know, Sefer Torah, all the areas, all the different pieces of parchment are sewed together with gidim, not with threads. It's with, like the sinews of the animal. But what's an Ageya, Tefillin and Mezuzos that you have Gidim? So Tefillin, the answer is Tup Shatim. Either means, because the way they do it is they wrap the parshius with Gidim around it before they put it into the Batim. So it has to be with Gidim. Or it means that the Batim themselves are sewed with Gidim. That's what it means Gidim. But by Mezuzos, what's the Gidim by Mezuzos? They have so Mezuzos, they have so many Gidim on it. So that's really where Kivega's Kasha. Craig and the Glen and Shas bring them Chavez Yars to Kasha. And the Rishon already answered this kasha by saying that the halacha is in Maseches Menachos that if a mezuzah rips, you let us sew it together. So it has to be dafka begidim, that will be the halacha of gidim by mezuzahs. Zok the Mishnah, the Gemara Vayit explained the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Svar Mechtav Mechol Lashon, that you could write Tanakh in any language, besides if Tol Mezuzahs you can't. And Rishon Gamliel says, you know, only Yavanis. Raminu, when I ask you a kasha, it says in the Mishnah, the Gemara is a call as a brisa, but it's really a Mishnah in Masechtas Yadayim. It says in the Mishnah, in Masechtas Yadayim, Mikra Shekosav Targum. You write a Sefer Torah, and instead of writing Lashon HaKadosh, you write Targum. Because in the Sefer Torah, there's certain things that can be written Targum. Well, let's say Targum Shekosav Mikra, or Targum that you wrote Mikra. So, what's an example? We have in the Torah a word, Gal-Aid, and the Torah says Yigarsa Hadusa. It says that Lavan called a Yigarsa Hadusa, which means a pile that's an Eidus, and we call a Gal Eid. So let's say you wrote, instead of Gal Eid, you wrote Yigarsa Hadusa. Or you wrote, instead of Yigarsa Hadusa, Gal Eid. So that means it's Mikra Shkosh Targum, Targum Shkosh Mikra. Or V'Ksav Ivri, or you wrote a different type of Ksav, not the Ksav Ashuris, which we call our black letters in the Sefer Torah, it's called Ashuris. You wrote it in Ksav Ivri, it's a difference, there's a difference in the script. Then the loch is not a kosher sefer Torah. It's not matam es daim. Ad yichtivu b'ksav ashuris al sefer diyoy. Until you write it by ashuris on a sefer on it, which is a klaf, and with diyoy with certain type of ink. So what do you see, Mishnah Maseches Yadayim? They can't write the svarim b'chol lashon. You have to write dafka b'ashuris with diyoy. So it's a stirut of Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you write the sefer in any language. Here it says only b'sefer diyoy. So Gemara is going to attempt two truths in what? Both means both. So, because here it means first of all it has to be Belashon HaKadosh, the second of all it has to be the script, not Ivri, it has to be Vashuris. That's the Ritva speaks out. When it says Vashuris, means both things, the Ksav Vashuris and Belashon HaKadosh. So, I'm a Rava, like Kasha, Kam Begufin Shlonu, Kam Begufin Shlohem. So, Rava tries to answer like this. He says, you're allowed to write Taka B'chol Lashon. Our Mishnah says v'chol lashon, but you wrote it in lashon hakodesh. You wrote it in like ksav asuras. You wrote English in lashon hakodesh. So then it's fine. This Mishnah in Yedayim, we call the Braisa, says that it was Begufin Shalahem. They're saying you wrote in the wrong lettering. That's the problem over there. That's the Mara's first attempt at a Teretz. That our Mishnah was written by Ashuris. And there wasn't written by Ashuris. That's why it's a problem. Omle Abaya, let's try to analyze this. Maya Kim Talahi. How are you learning the Mishnah in Yedayim? What's it talking about? Begufin Shalahem. It was, let's say, an English lettering or a Targum lettering. So break the mara. Then my irkam mikros shikos targum. So why bury mikros shikos targum? But targum shikos mikro. I feel mikros shikos mikro is a problem. Targum shikos targum. You write the right thing, the right gal aid. But if you write in English, it's a problem. But targum shikos targum nami. Dog Tony Achichtenu Ashur is safer for the oy. It says already at the end that you have to write it by Ashur. You have to write the right lettering. So what's targum shikos mikro? Mikros shikos targum. It has to mean you wrote a different language. Lachar was saying that the whole the psul is because it's a different gufa and you have to write a different language. The whole problem is it's different lettering. And that says at the end, Ashik Tavano Ashur, I'll say for Dioi. What Abai is asking is, look at this Mishnah in Yedayim, there's two halachas here. First of all, you wrote Mikush because of Targum, and then those other halachas is, I have to write Ashuras. So how can you say, they're really write B'chol Lashon, but here it's different lettering. It's not true. There's a problem of writing different words also. Mikush because of Targum is a problem. That's Abai's Kasha. Rabbi's Torah doesn't work. So to Gemara, Eloloi Kasha. Try not to tell Abai says, Eloloi Kasha. So like this. Our Mishnah says, Tanach b'chol lashon, that's the Rabbanah. Mishnah Mil says, no, Tanach only written Yevonis. So this Mishnah in Yedayim, it says, Mikro, because of Targum is not Yevonis, and therefore it's wrong. And therefore it's not kosher, Sefer Torah, because you're not allowed to write b'chol lashon. So that's Mishnah Mil. Great thing, Gemara, Akasha, then it has to say at the end, that it's not kosher until you write all Ashuras, all Sefer Torah, all Sefer Kaidish, and Ashuras, you're Mishnah Mil, all Iki Yevonis. Because it can't be a Shulchan Aruch this Mishnah Yedayim, because it says Achich Veno Ashuris Odei Odei. Mishnah holds the Odei Yevanos. So we still have a stira the Mishnah here to Mishnah Yedayim. Eloi Kasha Kam Besvarim Kam Tefillim Zuzus. I have a simple teretz. Even our Mishnah said Tefillim Zuzus cannot be written in another language. So the Mishnah Yedayim is talking about Tefillim Zuzus. It's talking about Tefillim Zuzus. Very simple teretz. Zok tomorrow, no, it's not too simple teretz. Why? Because, so it comes out, the Mishnah Yedayim is talking about Tefillah Mezuzah. So where in Tefillah Mezuzah do you have Targum there? So the Gemara, first, before the Gemara, I'm going to give you why Tefillah Mezuzah is different, by the way. So you're curious, why Tefillah Mezuzah is different, then we're going to explain. Tefillah Mezuzah is my time, but why can't you write in any language? Mishnah Nechsiv Behu, V'hoyu, Ha'advarim Ha'ele, B'havayosim Yehu. It has to be exactly how it is. You put those words on your head, and on Mezuzah Spesacha, it has to be exactly the way it is. What? No, but this is in Shema, and that's what you're putting on your head. It says, on those v'hoyu ha-dvarim. It's exactly these dvarim have to be on your head. Therefore, tefillah mezuzah have to dafka those things. So that's the Shema kapshat. The problem is, like we just spoke out, there's a problem. My targum shekosu mikra, there's no targum there. Bishlam ha-tayra, if we're talking about tayra, ikka, there is a targum yigar sa-adusa. There's words of targum in the tayra yigar sa-adusa. Ela hocha, but by tefillah mezuzah, my targum ikka. So again, that teretz did not work out to answer the stira between the Mishnah in Maseches Megillah to the Mishnah in Maseches Yedayim. Eloi Kasha, and this teretz will work. Eloi Kasha, Kam b'Megillah, Kam b'Svar. Very geshmaka teretz. That our Mishnah is talking about Tanakh written b'chol lashon. The Mishnah in Yedayim is talking about Megillah. Megillah my taima. Why is Megillah got to be written dafka lashon kardesh? The chesiv bei kichsavon uchel shoynam. It's definitely written in Velashayna. And my Targum is Kosum Mikrika. Where's their Targum in the Megillah? Amar Papa, it says in the Pasuk, Nishma Piskam HaMelech. Piskam means the words of the Melech. And Piskam is a Aramaic word, is a Targum word, a Ramish word. Nishma Piskam HaMelech. But now we're talking about this Pasuk. Chol Hashem Yitnu Yikar Lebaleim. Every person should give Kavoid Lebaleim. Every Isha should give Kavoid Lebaleim. Yikar also is a word from Targum. And just in case you didn't realize that, so I'll show you if you look at the Targum in Parashat Tetzaveh, it says there in the Pasuk that you should make begodim for the Koyin. This is the curse of Aaron and Chicha lechavoid ul Sefaras. Zok the Heilige Targum. And this is Pasuk, is Perach Chavches Pasuk Beis. It says, Vesabe levushe kuch le Aaron achuch le yikar ul Sushmacha. The word kavod means yikar. So yikar is a word of Targum. So that's the first teretz of the Gemara that the Mishnah is talking about Tanakh. This Mishnah Yadayim still went Megillah got to be written in Zafalash Kaddish. This is a Taisus, Abchesa Beis, who has a Kasha. The Gemara there says that for people who live in Giftis, you could read a Megillah in Giftis. And the problem is that if it's not a good Megillah, so it's Karapel, Lo Yotza. So Lechairam, he asked, Taisus asked a Kasha. Taisus says that people who are Makirim, it's different over there, Ayin Sham, Taisus, it mutches with this. But Al-Kapanam, what comes out in our Gemara is very simple. That by Megillah is more chomer actually than the Torah and has to be dafka written in Lashon HaKadosh. That's Taras number one. Taras number two. Rav Ashi Amar ki tanya hi b'shar svarim Rav Yehudi. We're going by shar svarim in the Mishnah Yadayim. He calls it a Brice here, but ki tanya hi. But it's the Mishnah Yadayim is talking about shar svarim. That means shar svarim, which means neviim aksuvim, are more chomer than the Torah. And the Torah can be written b'chol lashon, not shar svarim. Rav Yehudihi, the Tanya, tefillin ezuzus ein echtav mela shurus. And we'll see in a second that when a zetzain Zog tomorrow, we'll speak it out when we see it. Rav Yehudi, Tanya to the Brisa, tefillin ezuzus, Brisa like this, tefillin ezuzus ein echtav mela shurus. Tefillin ezuzus have to be written dafka lashon hakodesh. Rabbi Seinu allowed Yavonis. Break the Gemara. How can you read that Brisa kapshutai? Does someone allow tefillin and mezuzos be yavanis? V'achsev v'hoyu. It says v'hoyu. Ela ema. It says v'hoyu advar me'ela. Can't be yavanis. Ela ema svarim nechtav mechaloshen. Means Tanakh or Sefer Tarek written mechaloshen. Rav Hashem hatiru yavanis. Rav Hashem says yavanis mutar. So first of all, the lashon is a little problem. Hatiru. Mechalal tanakama aser. Tanakama said everything was mutar. What's lashon hatiru? Ela ema Rav Hashem lo yatiru shichtu el yavanis. Which is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Basically, the Brisa saying is Tanakama says Svarim Nechtav Mechal Lashon. Rav Seinu, who Rashi learns, is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It says only Yavanis. V'tanya Rav Yehuda, Afka Shatir Rav Seinu Yavanis. Even when Rav Shimon ben Gamliel allowed Yavanis, Lo Yatir Elav Sefer Torah. Mishum Ma'aseh the Talmi Amelach. Because of the Ma'aseh of Talmi Amelach, which we'll learn about momentarily. So what's the Cheshbon? Let's get the Cheshbon club. We have a Stira. So we're saying no. This Mishnah Yadayim is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Shimon ben Gamliel holds, you're only allowed to write Yavanis. So if you're allowed to write Yavanis, so why didn't it say it in this Mishnah Yadayim also? The Mishnah Yadayim is talking about Nevi'im Aksuvim. Nevi'im Aksuvim can't even write Yavanis. So you like this. In Svarim are not the Chazam B'Chaloshen. The only thing you can write is Greek, but only the Sefer Torah. Why? Because of the Ma'isa Talmi HaMelech, we'll see there was a Nace, when he asked the Shivans, Vishnayim Zakanim, to translate the Torah into Greek, they all did the same exact Shinuyim, the same exact changes, and therefore it was a Nace. So because of the Nace, we saw from there, Minash Shemayim, that you're allowed to write the Sefer Torah in Greek. That's one of the Pshatim. That, even they allowed to write the Torah in Greek, and therefore, they allowed Greek. But only by Sefer Torah, not by other Svarim. So the Mishnah Yadayim is going by Shar Svarim. That's the second Pshat. The first Pshat was Megillah. Second Pshat is going by Shar Svarim, and it's going according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. What's the Ma'aseh Talmi HaMelech? The Talmi HaMelech Braisa. Ma'aseh Talmi HaMelech. Talmi HaMelech was actually a king, Egyptian king. And he wanted to see if the Torah is saying anything bad about him. And in those days, in Egypt, they talked Greek also. Greek was the world language, like English. It was that's what everyone talked, Greek. And he wanted to translate it into Greek. So, Shekinah Shivim V'Shtayim Zekenim, he gathered 72 Zekenim, V'chnisam V'Shivim V'Shtayim Batim, put them in 72 separate houses, and he didn't tell them what he wanted from them. V'Legilahem, he quarantined them in 72 houses. V'Legilahem, Amakinsam, he didn't tell them why they're bringing them into those houses. I went to everyone. Vamalahem, kissfully Torahs Moshe Rabchem. Write me a translation of the Torah. Nosan Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'leiv kol echad ve'echad eitza. Hashem put in each one's heart a idea. Ve'skima kulam adas echad. They all made the same exact changes. It's an unbelievable nice. And then we go through all the changes. It's around approximately 14 changes. Because of like the first pasuk in the Torah says, "Bereishis bara elikim es hashmayim es haaretz," and you could have read the pasuk, Bereishis, the word Bereishis, created Elikim. So it means there's not Elikim besides Elikim, called Bereishis. They don't want them to think that, so what they changed it? They changed it. They changed it to Elikim bar Kosloi, Elikim bar Bereishis. Start the first word of the Torah is Elikim instead of being Bereishis. Elikim bar Bereishis, Shmai Baretz. Like Torah speaks out that they had a Kabbalah, the first word in the Torah would be Hashem's name. So if it would be Bereishis, it would be a problem. That's change number one. Change number two. It says in the pasuk when Hashem makes Adam, it says Vayomer Elokim Na'aseh Adam Mitzalmeinu Kedmuseinu. Let's make together the Adam like our demus. Our? It's only Hashem. So it changed to Eseh Adam Mitzalmeinu Demus, which is Lashon Yachid. Hashem Himself says it. Number three. Vayichal Vayomer Shishi Vayishmeis Vayomer Shvi'i. We have the pasuk Vayichal Elokim Vayomer Shvi'i Melach L'Shavsei. Finished on the seventh day. Hashem worked on Shabbos? I thought it rested on Shabbos. So we know what Rashi says, two pshatim and chumash, one of the pshatim are, that Hashem created Menucha. That's what it means. But they're not going to tell it to a guy who doesn't understand that. So Vayichal Vayomer Shishi, he changed it to Vayichal Vayomer Shishi Vayishmeis Vayomer Shvi'i, and he rested Vayomer Shvi'i. The next one. It says in the pasuk Zocha Unakeva Bar'am. It sounds like Hashem created two people right away, a Zohar and a Kev. And we know that's not the story. Hashem had to cut out the rib, it says in the Torah, and make another person. So it's a stira. They didn't want to have a stira. So they wrote Zohar and a Kev Bar'u, which means Hashem created one person with two faces by the beginning. Like Zohar Bar'am. The next one, next change. It says, by the Dar HaFlaga, Hava Neredov and Novlo Sham Svasam, Asher lo yishmu ish faser eyu. So it says nerdo, which means let's go together down. What are you together? You aren't yourself, Hashem? Yeah. So it changes to hava erdo v'av l'sham svasam. God, Rashi Chumash explains these things, both Essa and this. It's a anivus of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Really, of course, he did it himself. Next change, it says v'titzchak sora bekirba leima acher bleisves le'adna v'adon yizokin. And the problem will be for the translation is that it says by Avram almost the same exact lashon. It says by Avram, by Yipal Avram upon a Yitzchok, by Yemeliba, by Meishon Yivaled, vim Sora bas Tishum Tana Teilid. So why does Sora get screamed at and Avram nothing doing? So it's not the woman's lip over here. It's not fair. So therefore, they changed it to Titzah Sara Big Kroy Veha, that she talked about it to her Kroy. She said, yeah, you hear what this guy said? Ha ha. They talked to the Kroy, said it loud. That's what they changed it, and therefore, to make it look worse. And we know what Rashi and Chumash says, the different type of Titzchak. One's a laughing, and one's a happy. That's the chiluk in the book. The guy can't learn Rashi. It's right there in the Pesukim. It says that when Yaakov says the brachas to his children, Shimon Levi don't get a bracha. And he says, Ki ba'apam hargu ish. The pasuk really says, "Ki ba'apam hargu ish uvetzoynim ikru shar," and they didn't want to write in the Torah that Yaakov is calling them murderers. They killed the ish, so therefore it changed it to hargu shar because we know that the Shechem was still like behemoth, so you could write "Ki ba'apam hargu shar," and this way it won't look like Yaakov is calling his kids murderers. Uvetzoynim ikru avos, uvetzoynim ikru avos is the animal. Then it says "Vayit" in the pasuk. It's in Parsha Shemois. Vayikach Moshe as Ishtoi as Bona v'Akiva v'Al Chamor. It says when Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Mitzrayim to lead out Klal Yisrael, it says he took his wife and kids and brought them Al Chamor. The Maaseh let him send them back. Aaron told him to send them back, but he brought them with Al Chamor. So they didn't want to ride Al Chamor because Chamor was like a jalapi. It didn't pass for the leader of Klal Yisrael to be coming on a Chamor. What happened to Gamal Osus? So they changed it to Vayikach Moshe Ishtoi Bona v'Akiva Nois Bnei Adam on the regular transportation of people, which Rashi says is a Gamal Osus. Vayit in the Pesukim says when the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, it says, Moshe Bnei Yisrael, Yoshev Mitzrayim, it says, Shloshim Shana of Av Mei Yashana, 430 years. And the problem is that if you figure out the between like the Yerde Mitzrayim, which was Kahas, and to Moshe, it was only like 350, the most it could have been 350 years, and it's not even that because they're moved on each other. So therefore, it was not 430 years in Mitzrayim, so it's a problem. So we know it really starts when Yitzchak was born. So what Mike says Mitzrayim. So if they changed the words, we know it's only 210 years in Mitzrayim. So they changed the words, Moshe Bnei Yisrael Yoshev Mitzrayim Uvashar Arotzois Arba Me'ez Shana and 30 years. So that's what it changed. Vayter in the Pesukim, it says in Parashat Mishpatim, it says, V'yishlach es Na'arei Bnei Yisrael V'yalu Oyloiz Yitzchak Uzvachim. We know Na'arei is the Kahanim, but we don't know right that the Narim, the little kids are taking care of the Kabbalahs. So it changed it, V'yishlach es Zatutei Bnei Yisrael. Zatutei means the Lashon Gedula, the Lashon of Gedula and the Lashon of Hashpala, can be written in two ways. So they changed it to Zatutei. And the Pesuk is Vayter, V'alatzila Bnei Yisrael Loi Shalach Yodoi. It changed also to Zatutei, because since it's the before change says Zatutei, it's here also Zatutei Bnei Yisrael Shalach Yodoi. Vayter changing more things in the Pesukim. Top on my base. It says in the Pesuk that when Korach started, Moshe, Yichal Moshe, Moshe was getting angry, Moed, V'imel Hashem. Al Tefer Al Mechasim, Loi Chamor Echa V'hem Mechasim. They didn't even take one Chamor from them. So they changed it, Teloy chemed echem asasi. Because say loy chamor, it sounds like I didn't take a donkey, but I took all the things. So loy chemed means not even any want that I take from them. Go right in the psukim. It says that in the pasuk in Vayeschanon says, "Ven tisa inecha hashemayim of reisas hashemesh v'sareach v'sekechovim." If you look up the sky, I see all the stars and the moon and the sun. Kol tzva hashemayim v'dachto v'shachvis lahem v'atam. It says that shacholak Hashem lekecha oisam chalavim tachas kol hashemayim. I gave it to all the nations tachas hashemayim. Sounds like I gave it to the nations to serve. So we don't want to have it in the pasuk. Therefore, we change it to lahoir lechalam, who the word to light up for all the nations. And another pasuk, it says, "Vayelech vayavoid elohim acherim v'shtach b'lehem l'Hashem asher yareach o'lechol tzva Hashemayim asher lo tzevisi." That's the lashon. So lo tzevisi sounds like I didn't command it to come into being. It means the sun and the moon came by itself. Lo tzevisi. So if I changed it, asher lo tzevisi la'avdam, I didn't command them to serve it. And the last change is this one, the most famous one. Talmai's wife name was Arneves, rabbit. So the kosh v'loy, instead of writing rabbit and tire, which says one of the behemoth Timaeus, the rabbit, she wouldn't be too happy about that. So the kosh v'loy as siras haraglayim, the one with short legs, because the front legs are shorter than the back legs by a rabbit. So he wrote siras haraglayim, l'kosh v'arneves, m'pnei she'ishtal tamid arneves shema, her name was Arneves, so yoyimar sochuk v'yehudim, v'til shemishti v'tayru. Don't say they're laughing at me, the Yehudim, and they're putting my wife's name in the tire, and therefore they changed it. So we have here 14 or 15 changes in the Torah, and they all were mechaven to the same thing, which is unbelievable. 72 tzaddikim here all did the same exact change, and because of the Maisa Talmi Melech, we saw that Yevanis is fine, and therefore we're answering again that we're going to consume a meal. And our Mishnah says Yevanis means the Torah. Neviim Meksuvim cannot be Yevanis, it has to be Dafka Ashuras, like the Mishnah Yadayim says. Why is the Torah different? Because we have the Maisa of Talmi HaMelech.